O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now, through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any foot-long on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any foot-long for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes foot-long snacks. Limited time.
Good morning and welcome to NewsX. We're live on DSTV channel 421, GoTV channel 125, across all our social media handles. We are Journeys on TV. Well, this morning we are interrupting our usual programming to bring you something that I know you would care about. If you care about the quality of air you breathe, then this is for you. Air pollution claims an average of 28,000 lives annually in Ghana. And one of the biggest offenders is the aging polluting fleet of commercial public transport, known as TroTro. Join us today hosting a critical dialogue on clean air as we examine the manifestos of all political parties with specific reference to their plan to provide safer and cleaner air for you and I. We're just 11 days to the December 7th polls. Now, the Join Us Clean Air Dialogue is in partnership with Clean Air Fund and Breed Cities, and it is happening at the Ghana Institution of Engineering at Woman Ridge. Now, on the panel today is Chair of NDC Manifesto Subcommittee on Environment, Professor Martin Oting Ababio. We also have the spokesperson for Movement for Change, Courage Nobi. We also have the presidential candidate for the New Force, Nana Kwame Bediako, and the MPP will be represented by Dr. Henry Kwabena Kukufu, who is the former director of EPA. Well, we'll be taking you there shortly, but first, let's play this report by my colleague Michael Papani that better paints the picture about how our air that we breathe might not be as safe as we need it to be.
Air pollution is now the second leading global risk factor for death. This shocking data comes from a UNICEF-backed report in collaboration with the Health Effects Institute. The numbers reveal a grim reality. In 2021, air pollution killed 8.1 million people, translating to about 22,192 deaths every day. Even more heartbreaking, one child dies every minute due to air pollution.
The statistics are stark. The last report that was released on the state of global air quality showed that there were a little over 7 million deaths from air pollution-related diseases.
The biggest culprit is Ghana's aging, highly polluting fleet of vehicles. A sea of cars crawl bumper to bumper, thickening the air with harmful particles and gases. It's rush hour, a bustling time when everyone is on the move, crowding into public transport vehicles to reach their destinations. For those navigating this daily ordeal, the respiratory strain is palpable, with each breath laden with potential health risk.
It's not easy. It's a difficult moment, especially something that relates to your breath. You can't breathe as you do so often. It's challenging breathing.
Reuben Alexander Otu has asthma, a life-threatening illness that constricts airways. He's one of a growing number of Ghanaians with respiratory illness and a range of ailments, including heart conditions that doctors say are worsened by toxic air. Otu has to think all day, every day about avoiding triggers.
You encounter different kind of cars with the smoke from their exhaust pipes, very bad, and they are not the best.
70% of daily commuters in Ghana use privately run minibuses known as trotros, which are often older, higher emitting vehicles.
We give it to them to wear.
Okay.
The idea is to wear to where their nose level is. Just to see whether what they are breathing in will be the same as the citizen is speaking.
Researchers at AfriSet, an air quality research organization, are studying commuter exposure during rush hours using wearable mobile sensors. The preliminary results, according to James Nimo, a research associate at AfriSet, are startling.
From the raw, we could see that people are exposed to poor air quality, I think from 40 milligrams per meter cubic to 100 milligrams per meter cubic, which is above the Ghana EPA standard. So rush hours are around 80 milligrams per meter cubic, which is not good for human health. So from the graph, you could see that from between 6 and 10, mm-hmm. we have some peaks. Between 6 and 10, we have some values, the peaks, right? Based above that. And then in the evening, right, it can go up to almost 100 milligrams per meter cubic.
Ghana's transport sector, made up of 3.2 million vehicles as of 2022, is the leading producer of air pollution. Pollutants from the transport sector alone account for nearly 40% of the country's air pollution, dwarfing the contributions from industries at 11% and households at 10%.
I do not get a straight car to work, and I don't have a car at the moment. What I do is that I join one car to Kaneshi, then from Kaneshi I join another vehicle from Kaneshi to Tema Station, then just a walking distance to my office.
Chief reporter at Ghana News Agency, Edward Aqua, was among the few volunteers on the project documenting his daily commute from Abelenkwe to Accra Central. According to sensor data, pollution levels range from moderate to unhealthy for sensitive groups on average. However, during several segments of the trip, the pollution spiked to severely polluted, posing risks even to healthy individuals. Edward admits to feeling a deep sense of helplessness after witnessing these alarming results firsthand.
It was very disturbing because that is something that invariably I find myself in that way because that is my natural environment. And it appears that apart from you protecting yourself personally by way of nose mask, you cannot do anything much to stop the pollution because your natural environment, your natural routine. For me, it's very, very disturbing because It's a daily thing and you cannot go without it.
The WHO estimates 28,000 people die prematurely every year in Ghana as a result of air pollution. Between 2020 and 2023, the Ghana Health Service's own non-communicable diseases control program documented over 230,000 new cases of asthma. Epidemiologist at the University of Ghana, Dr. Reginald Kwansa, knows why.
Air pollution levels are consistently moving up. There are several factors that account for this. I think one of the things that is very obvious is emissions from vehicles.
The good news is that there are things people can do to reduce their exposure. Dr. Carlos says the easiest is to wear a good mask.
Within the limitations of some of these protective equipment like the respirators, the N95, at least you can reduce the black carbon and then other particulate emissions.
Desmond Appiah, country lead of Clean Air Fund, insists that enforcing air pollution laws is essential to protect ordinary Ghanaians.
In the Ghana situation, we have some laws, but there's a lot more that we need to be doing to be able to push the needle. The challenge, large challenge, that the clean air field faces is that the quality of the air is not seen. Mm. So we call it like a silent killer. We are in a room, we are breathing air, but we may not see that this is the state of the quality.
AfriSet, led by Dr. Alison Felix Hughes, plans to conduct extensive research across diverse socio-economic backgrounds and geographic locations to identify environmental hotspots nationwide.
Looking at the future, what we intend to do is to do a more detailed study over a longer period, looking at different groups of persons, students, workers, market women, and different groups, how the level of exposure is to these various groups as they move to and fro every day.
The EPA and other government agencies, including Parliament, are actively exploring various regulations aimed at strengthening air quality laws. This story was a collaboration with New Narratives. Funding was provided by the Clean Air Fund, which had no say in the content of the story. For Joy News, Michael Ashale.
Well, thanks for staying with us here on NewsDex. We'll be taking you shortly for that Joy News dialogue on clean air. But then Tamale residents are raising alarm over the looming destruction of the city's central forest, a natural shield against worsening weather extremes. They warn that selling off the forest to real estate developers could spell disaster for the region's climate resilience and future sustainability. Mohammed Nuruddin has more in this report.
Welcome to Tamale's urban forest, a hidden gem in the heart of the city. This forest does not only provide haven for biodiversity, but also a powerful tool in the fight against climate change. Let's explore how this forest can reduce carbon emissions in the city.
Three forest reserve in the Tamale township here, and as asked, the importance of these forest reserves here, one of them has to do with the fact that they serve as recreational grounds for people to go there. Churches go there to pray, people go there to have fun here and there.
However, increasing demand for land have led to encroachment threats. According to the Northern Region Manager of the Forest Services Division, Kwasi Frippong, this encroachment poses a challenge.
Because the forest is in the middle of town, it looks as if everybody is interested in the land. Because it's almost the land available for building has become a bit limited, and so everybody is trying as much as possible to find a way to encroach, and so that has been a major challenge. We always every now and then have to be driving people away from there. People want to put kiosks, people want to erect structures within the forest reserve. That has been a major. The other thing, the challenge that I can talk about is that of those who dispose of refuse inside the forest reserve. It's something that has been a major challenge in that our officers work during the day, and so these things happen in the night or early mornings, and so it becomes a challenge trying to control those people that try to dump refuge into the forest reserve. One other thing that I can talk about is the annual bushfires. bushfires has been a major cause of damage to our forest resources in this part of the country. Those ones that we are planting, and the ones that have the natural ones.
Trees are incredibly efficient at absorbing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. This process known as carbon.
Let's take it now live to the Joy News National Dialogue on Clean Air. My colleague Benjamin Akako is addressing the media.
Hygiene and, of course, climate change. But how about the air quality we breathe? Today we're having a conversation focusing on air quality. In the past year or two, we have had conversations on the poor air quality in Accra and other places in Ghana. But this is also seasonal, as we know it. Currently, the levels seem to be appreciable. But there have been times when, unfortunately, we've rubbed shoulders with some of the most polluted cities across the world in terms of the quality of air. According to the World Health Organization, about 28,000 people die prematurely in Ghana every year on the back of poor air quality. And that's why today we've assembled representatives from different political parties to join us for a conversation on air quality, what their party's manifestos, what the plan, the agenda is, and whether we're going to be seeing better air quality, especially considering that there are a lot more vehicles on our roads and a lot more industrial activity that leads to air pollution, and it affects all of us. Welcome aboard wherever you are. You're live on Joy News. We're also live on Joy 99.7 FM and, of course, on social media, all our social media platforms, myjoyonline.com. Before we get into the salient issues, before we get into the nitty-gritty, I'd like you to watch this video on air pollution.
Air pollution is now the second leading global risk factor for death. This shocking data comes from a UNICEF-backed report in collaboration with the Health Effects Institute. The numbers reveal a grim reality. In 2021, air pollution killed 8.1 million people, translating to about 22,192 deaths every day. Even more heartbreaking, one child dies every minute due to air pollution.
The statistics are stark. The last report that was released on the state of global air quality showed that there were a little over 7 million deaths from air pollution related diseases.
The biggest culprit is Ghana's aging, highly polluting fleet of vehicles. A sea of cars crawl bumper to bumper, thickening the air with harmful particles and gases. It's rush hour, a bustling time when everyone is on the move, crowding into public transport vehicles to reach their destinations. For those navigating this daily ordeal, the respiratory strain is palpable, with each breath laden with potential health risk.
It's not easy. It's a difficult moment, especially something that relates to your breath. You can't breathe. As you do so often, it's challenging breathing.
Reuben Alexander Otu has asthma, a life-threatening illness that constricts airways. He's one of a growing number of Ghanaians with respiratory illness and a range of ailments, including heart conditions that doctors say are worsened by toxic air. Otu has to think all day, every day, about avoiding triggers.
You encounter different kind of cars with the smoke from their exhaust pipes, very bad, and they are not the best.
70% of daily commuters in Ghana use privately run minibuses known as trotros, which are often older, higher emitting vehicles.
We give it to them to wear. Okay. The idea is to wear their nose level is.
Okay.
Just to see whether what they are breathing in will be the same as the citizen is speaking.
Researchers at AfriSet, an air quality research organization, are studying commuter exposure during rush hours using wearable mobile sensors. The preliminary results, According to James Nimmo, a research associate at AfriSearch, are startling.
From the raw, we could see that people are exposed to poor air quality, I think from 40 milligrams per meter cubic to 100 milligrams per meter cubic, which is above the Ghana EPA standard. So rush hours are around 80 milligrams per meter cubic, which is not good for, I mean, human health. So from the graph, you could see that from between 6 and 10, mm-hmm. we have some peaks. Between 6 and 10, we have some values, the peaks, right? Mm-hmm. It's above that. And then in the evening, right, it can go up to almost 100 milligrams per meter cubic.
Ghana's transport sector, made up of 3.2 million vehicles as of 2022, is the leading producer of air pollution. Pollutants from the transport sector alone account for nearly 40% of the country's air pollution, dwarfing the contributions from industries at 11% and households at 10%.
I do not get a straight car to work, and I don't have a car at the moment. What I do is that I join one car to Kaneshi, then from Kaneshi I join another vehicle from Kaneshi to Tema Station, then just a walking distance to my office.
Chief reporter at Ghana News Agency, Edward Akwa, was among the few volunteers on the project, documenting his daily commute from Abelenkpe to Accra Central. According to sensor data, pollution levels range from moderate to unhealthy for sensitive groups on average. However, during several segments of the trip, the pollution spiked to severely polluted, posing risks even to healthy individuals. Edward admits to feeling a deep sense of helplessness after witnessing these alarming results firsthand.
It was very disturbing because that is something that invariably I find myself in that way, because that is my natural environment. And it appears that apart from you protecting yourself personally by way of nose mask, you cannot do anything much to stop the pollution, because your natural environment, your natural routine. For me, it's very, very disturbing because it's a daily thing and you cannot go without it.
The WHO estimates 28,000 people die prematurely every year in Ghana as a result of air pollution. Between 2020 and 2023, the Ghana Health Services...
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage, and do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Non-communicable diseases control program documented over 230,000 new cases of asthma. Epidemiologist at the University of Ghana, Dr. Reginald Kwanza, knows why.
Air pollution levels are consistently moving up. There are several factors that account for this. I think one of the things that is very obvious is emissions from vehicles.
The good news is that there are things people can do to reduce their exposure. Dr. Carlos says the easiest is to wear a good mask.
Within the limitations of some of these protective equipment like the respirators, the N95, at least you can reduce the black carbon and then other particulate emissions.
Desmond Appiah, country lead of Clean Air Fund, insists that enforcing air pollution laws is essential to protect ordinary Ghanaians.
In the Ghana situation, we have some laws, but there's a lot more that we need to be doing to be able to push the needle. the challenge, large challenge that the clean air field faces is that the quality of the air is not seen. So we call it like a silent killer. We are in a room, we are breathing air, but we may not see that this is the state of the quality.
AfriSet, led by Dr. Alison Felix Hughes, plans to conduct extensive research across diverse socio-economic backgrounds and geographic locations to identify environmental hotspots nationwide.
Looking at the future, what we intend to do is to do a more detailed study over a longer period, looking at different groups of persons, students, workers, market women, and different groups, how the level of exposure is to these various groups as they move to and fro every day.
The EPA and other government agencies, including Parliament, are actively exploring various regulations aimed at strengthening air quality laws. This story was a collaboration with New Narratives. Funding was provided by the Clean Air Fund, which had no say in the content of the story. For Joy News, Michael Ashale.
And that report painting a picture for us. So how concerned are you, those of you live following the discussion, about the air you breathe? And especially for someone with, allergies, and I don't want to go into further detail, this is crucial to some of us, because when you go out there and the road is dusty, it's not been completed in years, you are inhaling trouble wherever you go. Even if you've rolled your glasses and all of that, you will have to come out at some point. So what does that mean for all of us? On behalf of the multimedia group Joy News, to be specific, I'd like to welcome all of you aboard the conversation, and also to acknowledge the Clean Air Fund and Breathe Cities for supporting us with this project, ensuring that we can bring you this all-important coverage. I would also like to acknowledge some of the guests from the political parties who are here present, who will be joining us for a conversation later. Professor Martin Oteng Abibio, he is chair of the NDC's Manifesto Subcommittee on the Environment. Thank you, sir, for joining the conversation. Courage Nubi, he's very outspoken on some of these matters. He's the spokesperson for the Movement for Change. Courage, thank you for joining the conversation. We also have Issa Abdul Salam. He is the CPP's Ashanti Regional Secretary. He joins the conversation as well. Thank you, Issa, for joining the conversation. We'll get a representative from the New Patriotic Party to be announced to all of you shortly. The last time we had Dr. Henry Kwabena Kokofu, and we're going to have a representative from that end joining the conversation. Some of our other guests joining the conversation, just to acknowledge them, Dr. Sandra Kwating Owusu, Senior Lecturer, Department of Child Health, School of Medical Sciences at the KMUSD. Thank you, Doc, for joining the conversation. Professor Kofi Amega, he is Vice Dean, School of Public Health at the UCC, University of Cape Coast. Thank you, sir, for joining. Dr. Elvis Trejabo, Portfolio Manager, Clean Air Fund, Breathe Cities. I saw him. Yes, there you are. All of them joining this conversation. Let me also acknowledge Desmond Appiah, Country Director, Clean Air Fund. Thank you, sir. And Vibeke Pedersen, the Deputy Ambassador for the Danish Embassy in Ghana. Let's put our hands together for all of them. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. So on that note, we veer into more detail, and I'd like to invite forward to deliver some remarks the country director of the Clean Air Fund in the person of Desmond Appiah. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Desmond. We can do better with the clapping. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ben, and it's a privilege to be here to discuss this all-important topic. Your Excellency, honorable members of this meeting, representatives of the political parties, World Bank Rep, among others. Clean Air Fund was set up in 2018 with a singular goal, to work for clean air for all. And I always like to repeat for all, because all of us breathe air. And so it's important that we work for all. For this particular program, within our system, we had themed it Unifying for Clean Air, because that is a common denominator. It doesn't matter our political ideology, the parties we want to support to win, not to win. The common factor is that all of us breathe clean air. Clean air is what we hope to breathe. But in our society, some are more vulnerable than others. And so when it comes to the issues of clean air, we should be deliberate about how we tackle the causes so that we can be able to achieve the goal of everybody, irrespective of where we are, where we live, where we work, where we move to have access to clean air. So what we intend to achieve by this conversation is for us to hear from our parties the deliberate interventions that they want to be undertaking. Because we have looked at all the manifestos from 1992 to this point. If our key sources of air pollution are transportation, as the video was showing, waste, energy for cooking, farming, industrialization, we have heard all the parties talk about their interventions to tackle the challenges of our time. But we have to be deliberate. We have to be conscious that we do not try to solve one challenge but create another. And so we are seeking deliberate interventions. We are also conscious that in our country, there is very little demand for clean air. The work that Clean Air Fund undertook before it was set up in Ghana showed three key things. One, there is a will politically. If you look at our laws, there are quite a lot of laws which talk about air quality or which show that we have the aspiration to breathe clean air. But the implementation of same has been missing. If we look at our industrialization agenda that is being espoused all over, we have to show that we don't just want to industrialize and create more pollution, because we have seen it in other places around the world. What is our land use planning propositions and its impact that it would have on us? Are we being conscious to be able to address the peripheral issues that come with all the propositions that we are making? And if we are concerned about the pollution, we would say that where you put your money is where your heart is. What is our resource allocation towards tackling these particular challenges that we are facing? I would end here, Ben, by just re-emphasizing that what we are looking for is for deliberate, focused, intentional policies and actions that would have the potential to solve the challenges of our time, employment and the like, but would improve the quality of air, mitigate climate change, and help us to live better lives. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Desmond, for setting the pace, for kickstarting this conversation. Desmond Appiah is Country Director for the Clean Air Fund. Is there anyone here who breathes anything other than air? If you do, show by hand. Oh, so we all breathe air. So depending on how clean the air is, we are all impacted. You could be hiding in your air-conditioned office and all of that, but you have to come out at some point. And when you come out, you face what everyone else faces. I remember at a point, and I believe it's still the case, the old Fadama area, considered some places the Agbogbloshie area, considered to be one of the most polluted, if not the most polluted place on planet Earth. And even the air in that place, because of the number of vehicles coming towards the market, leaving the market, exhaust fumes, if you go there, you're also suffering same. So what are we doing about those? I'd like to quickly acknowledge Awula Sewa. She is a major voice in the eco-conscious citizens. Awula, can you give us a wave? Let's see you. She likes to hide, but she's one very important person in this conversation. So moving on from here, I'd also like to take some quick comments, and this time from the diplomatic corps. I'm talking about Her Excellency Vibeke Pedersen, Deputy Ambassador for the Danish Embassy in Ghana. Please, let's welcome her.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good morning. I would like to thank Joy News and Clean Air Fund for inviting the Embassy of Denmark to participate in this national dialogue on clean air. I'm very pleased to be here today to affect an issue that affects us all, air pollution. The poor air quality in Ghana is caused by, among others, cooking using wood and charcoal, road transport, a significant contributor, as we just saw, slash and burn methods of farming, open waste burning, energy generation from fossils, accidental fires, and, of course, industry. In addition to this, Ghana is challenged by its geographic location, which exposes it to the Harmattan that deteriorates the air quality further. Denmark is a front runner in the fight for cleaner air. Since the 1970s, the Danish government has imposed strict regulations in order to ensure cleaner air. It required courage to be a first mover, as the economic cost that comes with this is never popular. But we are benefiting massively today from an improved air quality, which contributes to placing Copenhagen on the top in ratings over livable cities. I believe the Ghanaians would have the same courage to be front runners in West Africa when it comes to clean air. Denmark is working with Ghana on mitigating the sources of air pollution in many areas. Some examples include Denmark's recent donation of 280 million cedi to the World Bank's Clean Cooking Fund. This global program is benefiting Ghana as well. A key component is the adaptation of liquefied petroleum gas for cooking among Ghanaian households, schools, and businesses. On a more long-term basis, we work towards reducing air pollution in Ghana through our cooperation under the Accelerated Partnership for Renewables in Africa, the so-called APRA. The objective of this partnership is to transform the energy systems from fossil fuel sources to renewable sources. Introducing renewable is a significant step towards reducing air pollution. In some of Ghana's bigger cities, a major source of air pollution is the open burning of waste. This is an illegal and extremely dangerous practice, especially because of all the plastic that's often part of the burning. This has a severe negative impact on public health and contributes to climate change and causes severe air pollution. I experienced this illegal and harmful practices even in the suburb where I live in Accra. I have found that it's very difficult to stop this practice. In this context, I would like to share the way we deal with household waste in Denmark. We've made it compulsory for people to have their garbage removed, and we finance it through our local taxes. We've also developed a system where waste can be turned into a resource, providing energy for homes and businesses while reducing harmful emissions. Imagine a future where Accra could power communities by transforming waste into clean energy and where we could breathe much cleaner air. I believe that's a very nice vision. The cost of air pollution isn't just environmental, it's economic too. It implies lost working days, rising healthcare costs, lower life expectancies, reduced productivity, and all of these factors have a negative impact on a nation's economy. So clean air is not just a moral imperative, it's a smart investment. Studies show that healthier environment lead to stronger, more productive communities. And then there are, of course, all the employment opportunities created. Real changes happens when people are part of the solution. Public awareness is key. In Denmark, we've seen the power of communities coming together, whether it's sorting waste, embracing clean technologies, or planting green spaces. Ghana's vibrant communities are well placed to drive similar change, but we need to raise the awareness first. Let's not see a transition to clean air as a burden, but let's try to see it as an opportunity. an opportunity for Ghana to lead in green innovation, to create jobs in emerging industries, and to build healthier, more resilient communities. The air we breathe is one of our valuable shared resources, and improving it is a shared responsibility. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Vibeke Pedersen. She is Deputy Ambassador of Denmark to Ghana. Please, let's do it for her one more time. Let me just let you know that this is our National Dialogue on Clean Air and Election 2024. There are some issues that we've always left on the back burner. Issues that we think, oh, these are not so important, we don't really talk about them. We don't hold the feet of the political parties to the fire of accountability on them. This time, all of that is about to change, especially with the ravages to our environment that we have seen. And that is why today, if you're joining the conversation, if you just joined us, it's our National Dialogue on Clean Air and Election 2024, brought to you courtesy of the Clean Air Fund and Breathe Cities. We're live on Joy News. We're also live on Joy 99.7 FM and myjoyonline.com. So we're about to kickstart the main conversations, and we're going to now hear from the political parties. They are going to be sharing with us what their plans are, what their manifestos say, briefly. And then the conversation will proceed from there. So I am going to invite to deliver some statements, starting with the representative of the National Democratic Congress, joining the conversation, Professor Martin Oting Abebio. He is chair of the NDC's Manifesto Subcommittee on the Environment. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and good morning. So, the NDC manifesto is very particular about air pollution. We see it as a silent killer because it is one of the infant academic discourse that we have witnessed over the years. Very little research is done academically. We don't talk about it on radio, but it impacts on us seriously. So what we intend to do with the NDC, should we gain power, is to tackle the issue of air pollution from the root. We've identified the root causes, and we witnessed some of them here. They talked about transportation, they talked about opium burning, they talked about... Little did they talk about other sources of pollution that impact on us, for example, how we manage sanitation. So I was surprised when our honorable member, the Deputy High Commissioner, talked about Danish contribution. Failed to acknowledge that Danish government is sponsoring the strategic partnership, is sponsoring a project in Tema where we are looking at wastewater management as part of our bid to keep...
O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly! Auto parts.
The system clean. So first, with transport, we intend to give priority to electric vehicles. The challenge that we have, most governments over the years, is how to zero rate the taxation on electric tax and cars. We know these cars are old. The cars that we commute with are very old, and the emission is very great. We all know that we can reduce that impact by giving our transporters good cars. Today, if you bring in an electric car, the taxes that you are supposed to pay are beyond imagination. And that does not encourage people to bring in electric cars. And because mass transportation is the way out, we intend to make taxes on mass transportation vehicles as low as possible, as a way of mitigating the impact coming from transportation emission. If you want to go into details and look at the nitty-gritty of research that have been done about pollution, UNICEF and World Health Organization in 2018 did a research and concluded that 23 million of Ghanaians do not have proper sanitation. We do have a sanitation tax. If I should read to you the amount of money that we have incurred, we've been able to collect over the 3 years, it's amazing. In 2021, a total amount of 421 million was collected from taxes. In 2022, we collected close to 457 million. In 2023, 452. As of October 2024, they are running 451 million. These should be able to help us. We know that 55% of Ghanaian hospitals do not have proper waste management system. And people go to hospital and go through this polluted environment. You are going for medical treatment. But you go and consume other polluted environment, and that becomes a challenge. We need to fix all these, and we intend to use monies accrued to fix the sanitation system and avoid some form of gaslighting that we subject our people to. If you recall, on 20th October, the Tema pumping station was commissioned by the government in 2020. Once it was commissioned, we are in 2024. The project has not been fixed. Now we still discharge liquid water into the sea, and I think that is something not good. We would want to fix it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Prof. Let's do it for him one more time. So this is an all-encompassing conversation. It skipped my mind to mention when you were coming that you had only 3 minutes. And so it's not your doing. Blame me. For the rest of the speakers, I'll try to be fair since I did not hold him to 3 minutes, but try and moderate your thoughts so that we can get into other salient issues. Also joining the conversation, representing the movement for change, we have the spokesperson, Courage Nobi. Courage? The floor is yours.
Thank you very much. All protocol duly observed. Before you give me problems, I am the deputy director for policy, not a spokesperson. Thank you. Clean air. The Honorable Alan Tramatin believes that we need to drastically transform the Ghanaian society. To be able to do that, you need a healthy workforce. And that is why clean air is absolutely important to him. In his great transformational plan, he proposes that we tackle this problem three ways. The first one is local government. A lot of us, or we all live in local communities, but what is the level of enforcement of laws at this in our local communities? And to that end, he promises to review the constitution for the election of MMDCEs, such that each individual will feel or know that this local government official is responsible to him. So if he finds activities in the local area, whether by a factory or a neighbor, he can walk to the office and seek accountability. So that is one way. These elected officials would then be taxed by the local people on law enforcement. Because what we have is that the president who appoints these people the people find themselves, or the officials find themselves, responsive to the president and not the local community. Meanwhile, the president does not live in all the local communities that we have in this country. That is one. Two, he also believes that this is a matter of fixing two aspects of our development in urban communities: transportation. To that end, he believes that we need to continue to improve our ability to assemble cars here so that we can reduce dependence on imported used cars, most of which are responsible for the heavy emissions that we see. So he's going to expand that so that we can make new cars cheap here in our economy, as against the vans that we import and then put seats in them, crowd people in there, engines that are very aged, that cause a lot of the emissions that we see. This will achieve the impact of creating jobs for our young people, particularly our engineers. Now, the empowered young people who are now employed can now, by social condition, begin to move, even their families in the villages and other places who depend on burning wood as a form of energy, to gas. So it's a whole connected ecosystem of solutions that Alancha Martin is looking at. The people who are burning wood as a form of energy for their domestic use, it is not because they don't have a better alternative. They cannot afford the alternative, which is a function of their economic standard. So a transformed Ghanaian society would automatically migrate people, because once people are transformed, they're educated, they're economically empowered, they seek better options and alternatives. To that end, a policy that ensures that we move away gradually towards clean energy solutions is also on the banner, such that even in local small production capacity businesses, we have them depend not on continuous burning of fossil fuel, but clean sources of energy like solar and other alternatives. This is the Alancha Martin and Movement for Change pledge. Thank you very much, and I wish us all fruitful engagements.
Thank you very much, Courage Nobi, and my apologies for murdering your portfolio earlier. Hopefully, you'll be forgiven, and so will I. Isn't it interesting, though, for those of you watching us, for those of you listening, for those of you here, how when election time arrives, political parties wax lyrical about many things. We sound very articulate, it's so refreshing listening to them, especially around this time. The devil is sometimes when they assume the reins of power, right? Then it appears everything they said is thrown out the window. You are muttering to yourselves, it no be true, it no be so. I know some, they can't say Ibiso because of the offices they occupy and where they are sitting. But something must change. It's like that saying, you can't keep doing the same old things and expect different results. You keep doing the same old things, you'll get the same old results. Let's now hear from Kwame Nkrumah's own. I don't know whether it is still Kwame Nkrumah's own or whether there's been a transmogrification. But the CPP is also in the house. I see Issa smiling. Issa Abdul Salam is the CPP's Ashanti Regional Secretary. He'll be speaking for them on this platform. Please, let's welcome him.
Good morning. With CPP, we believe that each and every one is entitled to good air. Every Ghanaian must enjoy a quality air. And to ensure that, we have three approaches towards it. First, we want to reduce emissions from our vehicles. By doing that, it is under our government, we are trying to bring in a relief for those truck drivers to be replaced with new cars on a higher purchase, so that all these cars who are 30 years and 40 years plus will be taken out on the motorways. We are also looking at encouraging usage of solar energy more than the normal electricity energy due to burning of fossil fuels as the demand for the electricity. We are also considering alternative for using some of the chemicals like the pesticides to minimize the agriculture side of pollution that we are experiencing. One of the things we observe as a government, as a political party, is that Ghanaians don't understand the reason why we talk much about air pollution. People don't even trace the cause of some of their respiratory disorders that they experience. The asthma they experience, the lung cancer they experience, they don't know. I think we need to have a time on our media to educate people the long-term effect of some of these air pollutions that we are creating to ourselves. And finally, under our government, we are trying to minimize the burning of waste, especially what is happening in Accra, as my brother narrated. People burn waste, burn plastic waste, purposely to make some small money. I think we need to enforce law to ensure that these things are stopped and ensure that we have equality here. Thank you.
Let's do it for Issa. Thank you very much, Issa, for coming to speak on behalf of CPP. We still await the arrival of the new Patriotic Party's representative. When he gets in, we shall offer him the opportunity of interacting with all of us, he or she. It is now time for us to take our keynote address on the matter. Clean air, election 2024. Where have we been? Where are we now? And based on some of what we've heard, where do we aspire to go? When you read our constitution, it talks about the aspirations of the people and how governments must strive to help the people self-actualize, get there. In terms of clean air, what is the agenda? I'm pleased, ladies and gentlemen, to give you the CEO of the Environmental Protection Agency, who will be delivering our keynote address in the person of Dr. Kingsley Kulugu. Let's welcome him. Please, let's keep clapping. Let's keep clapping till he gets here.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I was not apologies that I was not here right from the beginning, so I did not get to hear the protocols that were mentioned, so forgive me if you do not feel properly recognized. And thank you, Joy and partners, for the invitation to share some thoughts on this very important topic. And rightly so, when political parties are involved, one of them will likely take over the reins of government, and we are looking forward that whoever takes over will tackle the issue of clean air heads on. So, with all protocol observed, air is an essential element needed by the entire ecosystem of which we humans are part of it. However, air pollution has become a threat to public health and sound ecological balance in recent times, compromising the quality of air that we breathe. And there are two major sources of the air pollution. One is natural. Harmattan is around the corner already, sea salt, decaying vegetation. The other is anthropogenic, human-induced, which is increasingly becoming a major concern to all of us. The available statistics, I'm sure you've already heard some of these. 99% of the world's population live in places with unhealthy levels of particulate matter, with aerodynamic diameter of 2.5 micrometer, while 34% live in areas that exceed even the least stringent WHO interim air quality targets. and populations from low and middle income countries are exposed to 1.3 to 4 times higher levels of ambient particulate matter. And almost all of the global population breathe air that exceeds the WHO guidelines limits, with an estimated 2.6 billion people exposed to high levels of household air pollution from the use of traditional cook stoves and unclean fuels. More than 28,000 people in Ghana die from exposure to air pollution every year, according to WHO data. This number is projected to increase if no action is taken to tackle the issue. And according to the World Bank, the Bank Country Environmental Analysis for 2020, air pollution is Ghana's number one environmental risk, responsible for about 8% of total annual mortality, which is disproportionately borne by infants and the elderly. The cost of air pollution in Ghana's two largest cities, that is Accra and Kumasi, is estimated at $264 million per year. And according to the State of Global Air Report, which was just presented in Baku last week when I was there, exposure to air pollution is linked to 1 in 8 deaths worldwide. Indoor and outdoor air pollution are currently the most significant environmental contributors to premature death in Africa. Beyond these deaths, many more people are living with debilitating chronic diseases, putting tremendous strains on healthcare systems, economies, and societies. Much of the disease burden is borne by young children, older populations, low and middle income countries. Air pollution has become the second leading risk factor for death, both in terms of total global population as well as in children under 5 years. Also, air pollution caused around 8.1 million premature deaths globally in 2021, and over 90% of the deaths are attributed to air pollution from ambient and household air pollution. Monitoring results from our agency, the EPA, from locations shows high levels of particulates above the national standard for most of the allocations that we are monitoring, particularly the major cities of Accra, Kumasi, Tamale, Takoradi. And to make matters worse, climate change has also been identified to impact on air quality by increasing dust generation from prolonged drought. At the same time, some air pollutants are known to exacerbate climate change. We have a double-edged sword challenge. The impacts include that air pollution affects all of us. However, it has a disproportionate impact that's affecting sensitive populations, including pregnant women, babies, children, older people, the poor, and the historically marginalized. Although long-term exposures have been identified to contribute most to the burden of disease and mortality, short-term exposures from high air pollution episodes are also known to affect human health. And it also affects both plants and animals' health. We have a robust regulatory framework, although there is no specific policy for air pollution, and maybe the political parties may be interested in that. However, the 1992 Constitution, the National Environmental Policy 2012, Environmental Sanitation Policy 2010, the Transport Policy, Energy Policy, Climate Change Policy, Environmental Protection Agency Act and in the new bill that Parliament is dancing around to pass. We have...
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.